This your boy Thacker Jones, and you tuning in to the Frocast on NappyAfro.com.
NappyAfro.com.
You are now tuned into the Bastard Podcast of the Internet. This is the Frocast, episode 155. Yep. Damn. I'm your man, Saul Wright, a.k.a. I think I need to change my a.k.a. game up. You better call Saul is gone. I can't change it to
Game of Thrones. You ain't like it, so you can't even say that one, man.
I had the name first. That's all that matters. Game of Thrones, everybody dies. Well, so
technically, I had the name first because that's my fantasy football team name, but go ahead.
Wait, your fantasy football?
Look, for three straight years.
I had this name marked in 3 years.
Yes, Better Call Saul, yes. And it's won title two. It's the back-to-back champion in the Los Negros League. This is one of my other fans. You know I got like seven, yeah.
All the leagues. I'll figure out my AKA by the end of the show. But I'm sitting in, as you've already heard, with King Germ. Say what's up to the people, man.
Hey, man, what's going on? It's your boy King Germ, a.k.a. I saved this little kid today from embarrassment, man. Let me tell you something, right? Quick story. I was at work this morning. I'm a little part-time job. And this white couple was looking for some shoes for their kid. You know, he was trying on a pair of Adidas, you know what I'm saying? You know, then the daddy was like, yo, what about these? He pointed to them. It was some Shaqs. Oh. And, you know, everybody know, only niggas in group homes and, like, kids with, like, you know, government foster childs wear Shaqs. Like, that's it. Like, you know, you gotta, you know, and so I was just like, I can't, you know, I asked the little boy, I said, how old are you? He's like 13. I said, nah, he can't go to school with these on. Like, this nigga's going to get in trouble. So, you know, found some shoes on the clearance rack, some other Adidas that, you know, he was happy with. But, you know, it just, and then another thing, look, man, when you go try shoes on for your kids, make sure your kids got on some clean socks, man. That shit was disgusting. This motherfucker had on some white socks that was that new color, so all right, dingy. Oh. You know what I'm saying? My nigga. And that shit is embarrassing. Like, as a parent, I was looking like, yo, like, and then the nigga sock was all twisted and shit. I was just like, yo, what the fuck?
I could do a whole Frocast on the things I've seen. I worked in shoes for like
three, four years
and shit stories. Like that. The things I've seen on people's feet. Old people. Especially one of my last stints was one of the strip mall stores. It was I think they called Famous Footwear as the parent company. And you know those are always in strip malls, and for some reason they're always in strip malls where old people go. And so you got the special shoes in there, and they got them hammer toes, and they can't reach their feet, so they really want you to put the shoe on their foot. Oh my god, bro!
DJ, that's where I stop it. I would touch on the outside of your shoe and see where your toe is. That's far as I go. I'm not with all that. You know, I don't like feet. I don't fuck with feet. Nah, you know. So you know, if you want to get with King Germ, you got ugly feet. You still got a chance, ladies. Just so you know.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, the feet, you got ugly feet. That's not a disqualifier for me. You know what I'm saying? I don't give a fuck. I could live with you for 15 years and never see your feet. But I think I just seen my wife's feet the first time the other day. I was just like, damn. You know what I'm saying? What the fuck is that?
But you gotta know that you got ugly feet. That's the caveat. Like, if you got ugly feet, know that shit. Embrace it. Yeah. Don't be going to the airport with your goddamn shoe off. And you
no,
got
I mean, it's fuck that. If you got ugly feet, own up to that shit. Nah, like, yo, man. Like, I mean,
don't show them. No, don't be out here wearing.
All right, I'm that nigga that you gonna see at Walmart with the volcanic ash on his heel or his foot with flip flops. If I ain't got socks on, see, that's what you get when I don't wear socks with my flip flops. You see my ashy ass feet. You know what I'm saying? So, and I don't give a shit. Like, I don't care. You know what I'm saying? It's like, hey, I got the ash on my heel. Like, I'm that nigga. Like, I don't, you know, because I don't, like I said, I'm not putting lotion on, man. I put lotion on my fucking, from my elbows to my hands, and I put it on my face. I'm not putting no lotion on my legs and my feet, man. Fuck.
Wait,
man.
What? So, you wear shorts?
Mostly, yes. I wear shorts.
And you don't put lotion on your legs?
Hell no.
So, you walking out here with the long white tube sock on? Without the sock.
I don't get that ashy. I'm going to get hot and I'm going to sweat and you ain't going to see nothing. No, how? Like, you know. I don't lotion my legs, man. None of that, man.
We got some other topics that's going to tie into that shit directly. Yeah. But I just want to say that it's weird that you came up with that story because I've become like a low-key sneakerhead.
Yes, all right, the sneakerhead, man. He got a drug problem. It's called shoes.
It's getting there. And I think it's just because I can now. I think, you know, like, well, not like I'm balling. Because I had like
two, you said, 3 years. I can now. That's what I'm talking about.
I had like 2-3 years where I was unemployed and I couldn't buy shit. I couldn't buy a wish around this motherfucker. So now that I got a gig, you know, I got some decent money. I can't even say decent. I have some money, put it that way.
Yes.
I'm able to do this shit. So, you know, I'm turning into a sneakerhead. I'm not one of them niggas that's going to stay in line overnight or try and pay $3,000 for some shoes to come in from Kenya, be the only motherfucker that's got them in the country. If they get too expensive and I can't wear them and still feel good about them, then I'm not copping them. But, you know, it's just pretty dope that you said that we got our eyes on a couple pair of J's this year. So I just wanted to bring that out. You know what I'm saying? GQ has got the suit game down. King Germ is for the people. And Sol Ray got kicks and gaming. That's pretty much all I got, man. That's all I got to offer y'all. This episode, we got shit all over the place. We're all around here. I think we need to open with this, though. Madonna kissed Drake and made him damn near die. Did you see that shit?
I mean, listen, Drake has to go to the fucking clinic now.
Got to. He just kissed the entire music industry.
I mean, you kiss dudes, monkeys, like, that's Madonna. Wait, man. I'm surprised monkeys. He didn't get an instant, like, that. Like what Kevin, what's it, Kevin Hart say, the bum lip and shit? I'm surprised he didn't get an instant bum. Like, I would have been like, yo, and that wasn't scripted. So that's why Drake wasn't, she wasn't supposed to do that. Drake, I feel Drake, how he feel, he's upset about this.
Let's call it like what it really was. Drake got sexually assaulted in front of the country.
Exactly. He's a fucking, I really believe that, man.
It was a 50-year-old woman kissing on stage. Hey, wait, is Madonna 50 or 60?
She might be 60.
She might be 60. She done
kissed. He was 20 in the 80s, and that was 30 years ago.
Yeah, so she 50-ish, 60. She about to have another blowout party.
Yes.
And she assaulted that man on stage, kissed him in the mouth, and she done kissed generations of ancient niggas.
Yes.
That's terrible, man. And people are mad at Drake, though, for reacting that way.
You know, because it's Madonna. Who gives a fuck? Like, I mean, that's like, you wouldn't let Magic Johnson just come up and kiss you unannounced?
Wait.
How would you do then?
Why did you go to Magic? Why did you go?
I mean, that was the first dude I thought of. I mean, you know what I'm saying? It had just dude. I mean, you know, we know Magic Johnson fucked a lot of women. So, you know, somebody that fucked a lot of women, you know, you just don't want them coming up there. I mean, hey.
But it wasn't a joke about that package.
Magic doesn't have HIV. We all know this.
Oh, here we go. He said he had it.
No, he didn't, man. He said he's cured. He never, man, listen, man. We're not going to go.
What would you have done if you're on stage and Madonna kisses you?
I probably would have pushed her down, man.
You can't assault her. Well, I guess.
So that's the rape culture we live in now, Wes. See, that's the why men don't speak up about assaults, all right? Because people like you.
You can't hit women or push women down.
I know. I just would have pushed her down like I would have dropped her. I was like, oh, what the fuck? Like, oh.
That's still forcible, sir. And it's Madonna. And you, as a black man on stage, pushing a woman.
I would have curved it, though. I would have curved it. When she went in for the kiss, like, if I could have seen it coming, if I would have telegraphed it, I would have backed off, like, whoa, put my hand up or something. You know, I wouldn't have let
I would have started rapping. Like, you just start rapping. Like,
yeah, stand I would have busted to the Drake dance or something.
For real, something. Yeah. So, replace Madonna. Who would you be okay with that's an older, famous person? Older famous woman. Let's keep it all the way funky.
Oprah Winfrey. First one I could think of.
Is the first one?
First one.
I think.
Patti LaBelle. Shaka Khan.
Shaka Khan is a good one.
Let's see.
Pam
Gladys Grimm. Knight. If she, I don't know if she get down like that, but Gladys Knight.
Pam Grimm, bro.
Pam Grimm.
What? Foxy Brown?
Nah, I'm never big into Pam Grier.
Friday Foster?
Nah.
Oh, I'm hurt. What about Stacey Dash? What about current, somewhere in our age group, Stacey Dash?
No,
Pinky.
Pinky?
Yeah.
See, now, Pinky, I was treating her like Madonna. Because I'm like, okay, whoa, like, you can't just, you know, Pinky just can't, you know, I would wipe Pinky up. I would have to quarantine for a while before, you know, I'd be like intimate with her. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's not.
Uh oh, you auto tuning?
I'm sorry.
There we go. We're good. It's just,
I just have to quarantine for a little while.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I understand that. I still, quarantine or not, I still think he would get it. Maybe. I don't think any of the porn stars on public stage can kiss me in the mouth. It's just not going to happen.
No, I don't want no porn stars kissing me, period. Like, on the cheek, nothing. Like, no, we take a picture, that's it. Don't kiss me on the cheek like I'm dead. Like, bitch, you probably did a scene yesterday. I'm sorry.
Probably did a couple scenes yesterday.
Exactly.
All the way bad. Speaking of some more all the way bad stuff, are you still auto-tuning?
Yeah, let me turn off the fucking Wi-Fi, dude. It's all right.
God damn it. You know the Wi-Fi's supposed to be off.
My bad. I mean, most people's houses, they use that Wi-Fi on. My bad.
For the show, though. For your purposes. That's thought wireless.
I can't use them. That's fucked up.
Your thought wireless, man. You got to turn that shit off, man. No fact-checking from Germ's side during the show. The Wi-Fi got to go down.
So, is it better now?
Yep. It's that Wi-Fi every time. The Carter 6 is dropping Friday. The barter, what do you mean?
Can't call it because they said he had some injunction where he couldn't call it the Carter 6. So since he's a big blood, and we're talking about Young Thug here, people, for be easy for check purposes. Young Thug says since he's a big blood, he's going to call it the Barter 6. And so the Barter 6 is dropping Friday. So the same day this broadcast come out, people, you can get a Young Thug mixtape called the Barter 6, where allegedly he's supposed to be on the cover naked. And Wayne has something to say about that. Cause, you know, Wayne and Young Thug have been throwing dishes at each other last couple weeks. Wayne told people not to support somebody that's naked on the album cover. And, you know, so then Young Thug fires back like, you know, I look up to Wayne. I won't never, you know, say nothing about him. He's a legend to him. And, and then he proceeds to name his mixtape, you know, the Barter. Like, your name is not even Carter. So what are you doing? But I don't understand Young Thug. Young Thug doesn't understand Young Thug. He's the closest nigga to Lil Wayne, and I think that's what Wayne hates. Because the nigga's like, he spawned this nigga. Like, this what you did, Wayne. These are the kind of niggas you spawn. And now you got to deal with it. Apparently, the first show is in Holly Grove in New Orleans. Oh, Young Thug's kicking it off. And he told Wayne not to meet him there, beat him there, bring the dicks.
What?
Yes, he said bring the dicks.
What the fuck you mean by that?
This is Young Thug talking.
Man, am I that old that I don't understand what the fuck that means?
Dog.
Other than what it means?
It's all right. Young niggas don't know what it means.
What the fuck?
Yeah. A 22-year-old said, hey, what the fuck is he talking about? I said, hey, that's y'all niggas.
Man, I don't understand these kids, dog. I don't get that. I don't understand that shit.
Bring the dicks.
Nah, bro. Like, what? There's a video going around on Facebook where they're showing cats. It's a prank video. And they're showing cats going in the hood and walking up to dudes. White dudes walking up to dudes. Black dudes. And saying, yo, you want to throw the fair one? Like, let's fight. Like, off the rip. If a dude just comes up to you and say, let's fight. They're like, well, what you want to do? And they pulling their shorts down and they got on, like, stripper thongs.
Oh, that shit funny as hell.
And they turn around and running.
Yeah. But I told you, that's the new thing. That's the new thrill-seeking thing for young kids these days, young white kids. Like, they, you know, jumping out of planes and shit, you know, they've done that. So what's the new thing now? So now they go in the hoods and try. I mean, that's thrill to them. I don't understand.
Exactly. That's why I brought it up, because I don't understand this
new generation. Like, they hold thrills, their whole, like, yo, this shit. I mean, but I guess that's what's growing up when having everything at your fingertips is a problem, because they grew up with the internet, TV, like, you know, you got things, all right. Back in the day, cartoons used to come on like from 4, 5 a.m. to 7, 8. And yeah. Might come on again from like 4 to 5 or 4 to 6. And that's all the cartoons you've seen, you know what I'm saying, for the whole day. They got a 24-hour cartoon network, you know what I'm saying? Like, so it's like, you know, it's like it's different to these niggas. Like, they ain't, you know, it's like, I guess they bore easy. And then maybe that's why all the ADD, because we ain't never had that shit back in the day, nigga.
No, you knew if somebody was hyper, you just, hey, I got to get away from you for a little.
Yes.
That's it, man. I don't understand these cats. That like,
you could be tripping.
Your boy Jaden Smith was just posting on Instagram, and he apparently buys women's clothes and wears
them. Yes.
Like, I don't understand these new cats. I don't get it. They out here wearing blouses. They out here saying, bring the dicks.
Young Thug had a Hooters shirt on, nigga.
I don't even... What?
A Hooters, like a Hooters, like the way it cut like a girl.
I don't understand this shit, bruh. I don't understand these new ones at all.
He had the Hooters girl shirt on, not like the Hooters t-shirt. It was...
Nah, I don't understand this shit, man. Mm. I don't get it.
That's
wearing makeup and...
Yeah. Niggas pretty than they bitches these days, bruh.
So this whole situation done went bad. So is the Barter 6 the prequel to his actual album coming out?
I don't even think Young Thug hasn't dropped an actual album. Be easy, correct me when you listen to this. You know, we can't fact check because I don't have Wi-Fi. So, has Young Thug dropped an official album? I don't think he has. I think he's dropped like mixtape after mixtape after mixtape after mixtape.
But he is officially signed.
I will say yes. He's on Rich Gang or something like that.
This shit is crazy as fuck. So somebody put you on. And then you turn your back on him just because.
No, he's a Rich Gang ain't got nothing to do with Young Money. That's Birdman shit.
But that's family, though.
But, like I said, Wayne is heartbroken because he's getting replaced. But Wayne, you got your own thing now. So, you know, you and Birdman ain't buddy-buddy no more. But, you know, it's time to move on.
Well, he's not heartbroken. He mad they still ain't paid him his money.
Like, allegedly, he got his $40 million, man.
When did that happen?
I read up, you know, it was on, you know, on the website said he got the money or whatever.
So somebody's dead.
That's the only way it happened. Nobody's dead. Nobody died.
Somebody died if he got paid that money.
He got his $40 million and he got the rights to Drake and Nicki, man. So that's what I
heard. Oh, my God. Somebody dead, bro. There's no way you got all that.
Hey, man.
Somebody dead.
Maybe something's going to happen to Young Thug. Who knows, man? I don't know.
Nah, man. We're not going to foreshadow that shit.
No, man. Let's might get dropped from the label.
Let's keep talking about music real quick. You got this topic on here, and it's interesting that you put that on here. K-Dot goes writing for Yeezy, because I just saw an interview where K-Dot said that he kind of laid the framework for Snoop Dogg on the song that they did together on his album.
Yeah, Snoop Dogg has been getting ghostwritten for a while, since his latter part of his career.
Then explain why his music sucks.
But I mean, because Snoop got lazy. He's a pothead like Snoop. But let's not forget, Snoop Dogg used to be the best rapper alive in 1990, about 92, 93.
He was the hottest.
No, Snoop was the best. He was the best. Listen, it's all right. Doggy Style and The Chronic, you cannot tell me Snoop was not spitting the heart like Snoop rhymes, man. Go listen to the Shiznit, man. Come on, man.
It was dope.
You can't see the DOGG because that be me. Come on, man.
That's enough, right? That's not even DOGG. We've heard this for 75 years.
But,
every song.
Okay, but I'm
every song
from Texas. Sick, man. Just anyway, lyrics wise, not hottest. No, Snoop was the man.
I think he was definitely the hottest. I don't
he
know.
Rap. You can Snoop.
I'm not saying that he couldn't rap. I'm just not saying
he wrote the whole Nothing But a G thing. He wrote that whole song.
But I wouldn't. I would champion that as a dope song. I would champion that as a lyrical landmark. It's just a dope song.
That's on that. So you mean tell me when he was? Come on, man.
I'm just saying. It was a dude named Ice Cube that was still around then.
Man, Snoop could rap levels around Cube. Man.
When you said at that time or period?
Yes. Snoop in his prime was better than Cube in his prime.
I think Snoop just was his whole packaging was dope, but I would never say that he was lyrically the dopest.
Alright, man, we can put it to a poll, man. We can put it to a poll in the comments.
But if that's the case, so aside from that, you know the people ain't gonna listen to a poll. They don't ever do anything we ask them to do on these shows. They never care. Aside from that shit, though. So what is the story about K-Dot ghostwriting for Yeezy?
Well, apparently in an article. That's in the article or no?
Nah, no article, bro.
Okay. It's an article.
I can look it up. I got Wi-Fi.
It was an actual verse. Yeah, it was an actual verse where K-Dot, oh my God, so I don't want to get this wrong. Pause it real quick while Sal Wright go listen to the song.
No, we going to keep it live, man. This is how we do it.
We'll keep it live?
I'm going to keep it live. I'm going to look it up while you're doing that.
I'm going to sing the thing because I can do that. I can.
Uh-oh, you just turn the Wi-Fi back on?
No, I'm not going to turn the Wi-Fi on, man.
It's actually going to go bad.
I'm on LTE, man. We got LTE in the house, man.
Oh, shit. Speaking of which, I upgraded my service, man.
Oh shit, Softwright got off the free nights and weekends. Oh shit.
I switched. Here's the sad part. I actually looked at my bill and I was like, yo, the wife has unlimited internet. but I don't have unlimited internet because I'm always at, you know, at the crib or something like that. Mm-hmm. So I'm paying $20 extra for her service, but I was paying $10 for my limited. Mm-hmm. So I was like, can I just switch to unlimited for both? They were like, yeah. So I was paying $10 extra for like a year and a half when I could have just had the everything package for $10 less and had no limits. That's the bullshit, man.
There you go, sorry.
And y'all know how I like to save money. And that's kind of fucked up. So we got the actual article. Pigeons and Planes, huh? He wrote the full... I have nothing to say about that. Full verse on Kanye West all day. This is another Kanye.
But a lot of artists come out and saying they writing for Kanye, man.
Is this a bad thing?
Not a bad thing. I don't think nothing's wrong with it. I mean, you know, Kanye can't stake his claims being the best in the game no more. You know what I'm saying? Like that. What it did do is take Kanye out of the greatest list. Like you hot, but you're not like as far as being the best. No, you're not in the list no more. You can't be GOAT. You know what I'm saying? You got niggas writing for you. And you know what I'm saying? And it is true. A lot of niggas have getting written for, but
Maybe we need to revisit that. Kind of like, the Constitution.
Let's not forget, Kanye's a producer first. He didn't come in as a rapper, so it's different. It's different.
Hey, Kanye's hottest bar was, mayonnaise color Benz. I got Miracle Whips. That was like dope shit. That's Kanye.
How many ITs you look? I think I got an IT team.
Yeah, see, that's when they let him go astray. That's when he should have had a ghostwriter. Somebody probably wrote that. Someone wrote that shit.
I mean, apparently Consequence wrote Jesus Walks in it.
Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. So we need to revisit the rules for this. Like, the Constitution needs to be rewritten. We need to revisit the rules for ghostwriting and your greatness. Because there's a lot of people out here that can write. I could write, but when it comes to actually recording,
but yeah, I'm being horrible. The GOAT, you just can't be a...
I cannot spit for shit, bro. I've tried. I can't get the timing right. I can't get that flow right at all.
Delivery and all that, yeah.
Yeah, so... should it be as bad as it is? Should it be as bad at, like, a death sentence? Like,
it's not that bad. I don't see nothing wrong. Like I said, the only thing about it is, like, when we talk about GOATs, Kanye can't be there. Because why you... I mean, and then just because a nigga write one song or a couple songs for you or a couple verses for you, like, it's not a bad thing. Jay-Z, listen, we say Jay-Z to GOAT. Look how many verses he stole.
Not only that, Jay-Z didn't write a lot of shit.
Yeah,
he freestyling and then just repeat whatever. All of this shit gets weird to me. I don't understand. Like, if we're talking about from the culture, like grassroots, I understand it. But the game has changed a lot, and I don't know that writing should be a bad thing. Like, even when they mentioned it to KDOT, they was like, "Yo, I think this was on the Breakfast Club." They were like, "So you ghost wrote for Snoop?" He was like, "Nah, I just laid the framework." Like, he was like, "Definitely stop saying that shit. I just laid the framework for it," which. You ghost wrote. We all know that, Q was writing for most of the niggas in NWA. Is that a problem? Does that change how you look at NWA?
I don't. Yes. That's not a great rap group. It was a fucking front. You know what I'm saying? Like, you bunch of posers and one nigga writing rhymes. Like, yes. But it didn't change y'all impact. You know, right. What y'all did. But right. As far... as overall great group stats, no, y'all not the best group of all time.
Who's the best group of all time?
Outkast.
Okay, just making sure.
Hands down.
Just checking.
Without a question.
If back to what you said when we started this topic, though. You said Snoop had a lot of people ghostwrite for him.
I said lately. It's later and latter and like in the last, crazy. Just because Snoop just lazy, because he's a pothead. Not he can't rap.
But why hasn't his music gotten better?
Somebody like Snoop, he want to make songs with Charlie Wilson all day. And that's it.
But then someone is writing the songs that he's rapping.
Like, I want to know, did he write California Girls? That song, California. Because that was a big song, right? That was a number one song right there.
And he probably wrote that shit. But it wasn't dope. It was but it wasn't dope.
It was pop. I mean, like I said, Snoop is not... he don't care about that no more, man. I don't know. That's one thing about Snoop.
I don't know. It's, are you of course on Facebook, but do you follow Ambrosia for Heads?
Who's that?
That's there's a website and they're doing this Greatest Rapper Live tournament. Mm. So every week they're pairing different people up. We're like in round four. And that, now we're actually getting some competition. By the way, Killer Mike was gone way too early. Killer Mike got voted out.
Killer Mike out of the competition?
Killer Mike got booted out like the first round. I think it was him and Busta Rhymes. Busta Rhymes beat him. And then it was Busta Rhymes and Jadakiss. Busta Rhymes beat Jadakiss.
Busta Rhymes beat Jadakiss?
Yeah.
Is this like fan voting?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, now that you said the fan voting, now I know this bullshit.
Exactly. But now we're getting to some interesting picks. And I don't think that Snoop made it this far. I think Snoop was already gone, too. But when you look at how they do this shit, people's fandom kind of overrides what they
do. Hell yes.
Like, I think the last round is LL versus Method Man.
Whoa.
This is one of the matches in round four. LL Cool J versus Method Man.
Method Man?
No, not Method Man. I'm sorry, Red Man. Red Man is his pool. Okay. Method Man's in another bracket. I think he
did. Method Man's still there?
Wait, what do you mean? Yeah, I think Method Man is still there. I have to look at the bracket.
Why would Method Man still be around?
That was kind of my point in bringing this up. So I don't know how some of these guys made it this far.
Red Man, I can see. Method Man, no.
Busta's competition in round four was ludicrous.
Luda!
I don't know. Exactly. I don't know how they made it this far. I don't know how they made it to round four. I don't get it.
I mean, Luda can spit, but I just don't.
How did you get to round four? Exactly. How did you get to round four? How?
Wow.
How did you get to round four? So, this round has LL versus Redman. And my reason I'm bringing this up is because I feel like LL is a lot like Snoop. A lot of their early shit, dope as fuck. But a lot of these niggas have killed their legacy by remaining in the game.
I can't vote in that one. I can't vote in that one. I can't.
Why not?
That's two of my top 10 rappers right there. I can't vote. I'm sorry.
How many bad projects has Redman put out?
Zero.
How many bad projects has LL put out?
Zero.
That's a fucking lie. That's a fucking lie. But we won't do that. Like, fans won't do that. It's something about hip-hop. We just refuse to talk the truth about some of these older cats.
I mean, I know LL, like, his last three albums probably been cheeks. You know what I'm saying? But
I think he's probably going longer than that. He made Accidental Racist. How the fuck did you let that lie? There's no way. There's no way, bro. That alone.
What was the line of Accidental Racist?
I refuse to give that song any more shine than mention. I just gave it.
It was something about the chains
Stop
or something.
It. Stop it.
I'm trying to tell my partner. I couldn't remember the line, man.
I'm not going to do it. So LL's last, shit, you could almost go his last six or seven albums.
No.
Dude, so go. That's one coming out this year. That don't count. Authentic. Have you heard it? Exactly. Exit 13.
Garbage.
Todd Smith.
That's when it came out when?
2006.
Oh, nah, I ain't heard that
one
either.
This one I ain't even heard of. This is the greatest hits. I don't really count. I think. The Definition, 2004. No, that's the one with Head Sprung on it and Hush. So that's another trash album. 10. That one came out in 2002.
That was all right.
It's not Ghost Status, though.
No, not. But dude, you got 84, man. Come on, man. 2000, listen.
2000 is when GOAT came out. 2000 is when GOAT came out.
Yeah.
What, that one had the Kelly Price song on there. And I don't know. This shit had two singles. I had to pull it up. It's got two singles. Damn. Nothing. Phenomena came out in 97, bruh. We're all the way back to 90.
And that's when LL turned the corner right there. That's when he turned the corner.
Turned the corner to what?
When Phenomenon came out, that's when I was just like, yo, L, man, I can't even fucking rock with you.
That's the
But then he had 4-3-2-1 on that shit, though. You know what I'm saying? I was like, see, L, me, my nigga. And you know what I'm saying?
Right, so that's when it started going bad. You can say, you know, there was a couple albums before that weren't the best, but that's when it started going bad. That's 97. That's seven fucking albums.
Damn.
There's no way that we're still giving him props for fucking Radio and Bigger and Deffer.
Damn.
There's no way. But nobody's going to say that because it's LL. Like, you don't feel right saying that. But LL is giving you seven albums of trash, bro. Seven. As a matter of fact, without even knowing the full track list, I could go on record and say that you could probably take those seven albums and you couldn't get eight hot songs.
God damn.
And so I'm just saying,
when that's we gonna be at, my task. I'm gonna go through that. I'm gonna find eight dope songs.
You're gonna find eight dope songs and put it on the site.
Yes,
that should be a post. Eight dope songs. Eight would be an EP. 10 would be an album. Can you make an album of LL's last 7 albums?
All right, I'm gonna do it.
I don't think it's possible. But then you look at Redman, and I don't know that Redman has any bad projects.
Now, I mean, he had no bad projects. Now, you know, Redman has scatterbrain projects. He just a spitter. You know what I'm saying? He just giving you rap lyrics, giving you bars. Like, the album is not going to have any connection from song 1 to 30. It's not going to be an adventure. It's going to be 13 to 15 songs of spitting and 3-4 interludes. It's going to have you laughing. I mean, you know, that's just what you're going to get from Redman. And he consistently gives you that.
Yeah, if you could get Redman some better, I don't even want to say production, because I don't have a problem with his production, but the way his albums are put together, if he could get somebody involved with him like that was on Muddy Waters, it should be perfect.
Oh, man.
Hey, we call him, man, a legend.
That song, to my no good niggas and my no good bitches.
That's my fucking album roll. So I'm looking at this list, and I put this on the comment as part of one of my comments for the post, and I was like, yo, like, I hear y'all, but LL give you a lot of years of bullshit.
Yeah, it's probably got to be Redman. Damn!
So they going to give it to LL, though. But they going to give it to LL, just like you fought with it. They going to give it to LL. We'll see LL in the final, like, final four. He'll be there, because it's L.
Yeah.
And that's some bullshit. So I bring that up because of Snoop. I feel like Snoop is the same way. He's been riding on Doggy Style and Chronic for a long time.
But then he gave some good little songs after that, though. Just good hits, nigga. Like,
then you're a great singles writer.
Yes, the song Pharrell, what was that song he had Pharrell that Beautiful. Was pretty big. And Charlie Wilson.
I was thinking of Beautiful.
Yeah, Beautiful.
Yeah. He got some good songs. But as albums?
Yeah.
What was his
last? He had a good album with No Limit. That was a good album.
Which one was that? Was that the, that's not the Last Meal.
Last Meal, or was it Pay the Cost to Be the Boss? It was one of them. It was one of them. This shit was pretty good. It was real good, actually. It might have been Last Meal.
Let me look.
But yeah, that shit was pretty, he had one that was real good with No Limit. Now, I ain't gonna front.
I think everybody keeps talking about that album, man. I don't know that I've heard
it. I can't remember which one it was, but yeah, I don't know if he had two of them, but one of them was real good. And I was like, damn, this new album, so I don't know.
But we can say that he definitely cemented his legacy as it lives right now with Doggy Style and The Chronic. Like, when you hear
those he two classics. He got two classics. Who can say that? Who can say they got two deniable classics?
Well, I mean, Biggie.
That's Biggie.
I had to reach out like, Biggie?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, come on.
For the new niggas, okay, not.
And but see, niggas, these niggas, we know we live in a microwave society, man. True. Like, everything's the greatest. Like, we see a game on Wednesday night. Oh, this is the greatest game of all time. No, it's not. Calm down. It's the greatest game in the last 2 months, but calm down. Like, nigga, we say that shit too quick. And you know what I'm saying? So, you know.
Just like
I said, K-Dot is taking advantage of it. Ain't that many good ass niggas that's get played. Like, it's a lot of good rappers out there, don't get me wrong. Right. But it's not a lot of good rappers that get shine. So his album look, I mean, but his album's still not better than J. Cole's. Let's not get it twisted, people.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? J. Cole album is still better than Kendrick's.
I can't even argue.
Kendrick's album got 3 garbage songs on there.
And I posted that too. I was like, you know, I've listened to this album, I listen to it more and more. And I'm starting to realize that it's really carried by like 4 dope ass songs.
Yes.
The rest of the album is cool, and there's some skip material. Some of you niggas have called it classic and taken songs off the album. I don't understand that. Unless it's an interlude, like Biggie's fucking interlude, there's no way your classic should have skips.
Yes. I put J. Cole album on, ride it all the way through. I don't skip none. Niggas, I skip Hello. I like, nigga, Hello is a good ass song.
I understand these cats. Kendrick's album, I'm trying to bring up the track list right now.
I skip This Dick Ain't Free.
The first 2 songs are gone. The Theory and For Free is gone. So my
album starts with King Every nigga is a stunt.
Yeah.
Don't he rap on that song?
Yeah, but it's still done. Like, my album starts with King Kunta.
Nah, that's all right though, man. I like this shit, all right. But then I skip the next one.
It's right. So then you play King Kunta.
Play King Kunta.
You play Institutionalized.
Oh, I love that song.
Right. You play These Walls.
If These Walls Could Talk, of course.
And then you.
Hell no. It's Love You Is Complicated. Love You Is Complicated. No. Get you that was shit. A skip. So I can't. Huh?
Yeah, I said, so you was a skip. I'm agreeing with you.
Yes.
Then you got All Right. I don't even remember.
Oh, yeah. Yo, everybody love that song.
And then you got For Sale.
Oh, of course. Love it.
That's an interlude, but it's fucking 5 minutes long. So.
Yeah, yeah. That's a song, nigga, ain't it?
Yeah. Then okay. You got Mama. And a lot of these songs had those weird transitions and shit.
Yes.
So.
Yeah. Play that one.
Hood Politics.
Oh, that's my favorite song on the album.
So you got like 6 strong songs in a row where you keep it so far.
Yes, yes, yes.
How Much a Dollar Cost?
How Much a Dollar? How that song
goes? I don't even remember.
I think that's that one. I started to skip that one because it's like after it ain't as strong as some songs. It's just like it's like it's coming down.
Yeah, and then Complexion comes on. That's like one of my favorite songs on the album.
That's the song Rhapsody, right?
Yes, sir. Okay. You know I'm a one trick pony, man. Yeah. I find something I like. That's all I'm gonna talk about. The Black and the Berry.
Yeah, I listen to it just because, you know.
Exactly. It's on there, but it's not a really dope song.
Yeah, it's like the radio done fucked it up for me.
And then the rest of the shit, you know, You Ain't Got a Lie. That shit. So it's,
You Ain't Got a Lie to kick it. I like that song, man.
But so you've only skipped the second song, and that's it. You only skipped one song on the album.
You crazy. I skipped the second song.
Which is for
I
free.
Skipped the You.
That's two. That's right.
I skipped How Much a Dollar? That one.
You skipped it? Okay. So that's 3.
And then
I don't think either of us really like I. It fits on the album, just, but
you know, it's like it's like I don't have to listen to it no more. Like then a couple songs just caught the radio room for me. But other than that, like I said, it's definitely 3 skips on that.
At least 3 skips on that motherfucker. Yeah.
But J. Cole, nah. You know, so I don't think I don't listen to that last intro. You know what I'm saying? Because it's the outro on me, that 14 minutes. But you know, other than that, J. Cole got 13 strong for you. Or 12 or whatever it is.
J. Cole got that winner, man. I can't even be mad at that shit. I still don't understand how Fonte's album didn't get 5 stars on the site, but
Cause Dub did it. And Dub, you owe me motherfucking half of the fucking whole thing, nigga. I'm telling you. Man. Like the nigga that did the J. Cole album owed me the 5. Dub owed me the 5. Saul need to take some away from 9.
Damn.
GQ need to take at least 1. 1.5 from Crit.
Okay, let's talk about both of those albums real quick. We get way off of music topics. This shit is not
even
this,
but we're a music site, man. BZ is loving this, man. BZ is loving this.
So for you, speak your piece about Nas' album.
It was Nas' album. It's just not a 5-star album. I don't agree with it. Like I haven't listened to the album in 3 years.
You haven't listened to anything on that album in 3 years.
Hell no.
So on this, I'm gonna try and refresh your memory. I'm not gonna, you good with recalling shit. I'm not the best at recalling shit. You got the intro. No Introduction, which was still, I think.
All right. I couldn't name you 3 songs on that album.
God damn. So this is not even worth doing.
No, please. You going through the list, I wouldn't even know what you're talking about. Until you said Daughters and like that. Look, ain't it some Queens Get the Money on there or something like that?
Yeah, man, but damn, bro.
The 2 songs, there's only 2 songs I can name. Queens Get the Money and Daughters, man.
What about Accident Murders, the one with Rick Ross?
Nope.
Come on, man. Some on Smash?
Nope. I can't recall it. I haven't listened to the album in 3 years, man.
God damn. All right, so you don't even know what you would give that now.
I wouldn't give it a 5. I know that much. And GQ Blue, you ain't listen. I said,
I wouldn't give it a 5. I know that much. Fuck the bullshit. I'm not giving it a 5.
When I excuse me, damn. Got choked up over here.
Oh my God. That is
funny. I was on the road traveling. And I was listening to that Big Crit album. I said, I'm going to give it an unbiased, because, I'm on the road. I got a 6-hour trip. I'm going to listen to this Big Crit album. I almost wrecked like 3 times. I said, that album is so horrible. And I said, GQ Blue gave this shit a 5. This shit just feel like a bootleg Outkast album. Like, he tried to be like Outkast in his skits. And I was just it's so corny. The skits was corny. The little, oh, but you can get a biscuit. You know what I'm saying? It was just stupid. And I was just like, And then Big Crit just so dumb, and I was just like, man, I just, nah, that's definitely not a five. I think we lost credibility when we gave that a five and Nas, and, you know, and didn't give Fonte a five and J. Cole, you know what I'm saying?
So right now, this shit is hilarious. So right now on the site, we would have, Fonte would have a five star.
Yes.
J. Cole's latest album would have a five star.
Yes.
And would Kendrick still get a five star?
Kendrick would not get a five.
So we would only have two fives on the site as opposed to four.
No, see, so no, we have more than that because we had the old. Oh, you talking about the first Kendrick?
Yeah,
because Kendrick
yeah,
so got two fives Kendrick, right, on that Biafra.
Right, he does. So would you get a first Kendrick five star?
I let that one slide with a five. I let it, you know, even though I don't, you know, I let it. New classic. I give it a five.
If you say yeah, that's not getting a five, you get fired. That was B Easy's review.
Yeah, exactly. You're fired. I'm contractually obligated to co-sign all B-Eazy reviews. Oh, yeah, another thing, man, I need to tell y'all, man. For some reason, I think B-Eazy gets a bad rap because of how we talk about him on the Frocast. Like, the pups, they think B-Eazy some tyrant. Like,
oh,
like,
no.
Because of how we talk about
him. Keep it all the way funky. The reason that we put a lot of this shit on B-Eazy is because he cares enough to do it, and he's responsible enough to do it. Don't leave this shit to Saul Wright and King Jern.
Yes.
Don't you saw that happen for like 4 months? And damn, the site damn near went down.
Yes.
So B-Eazy makes better decisions.
Yes.
Take it. Look, I do graphic design for a living.
Yes, I just handle the social media. That's it. So when you call me, don't add Nappy Eye for asking about reviews and shit because I don't do that shit. You know what I'm saying? You talk to B-Eazy about who's scheduling reviews. You know what I'm saying? I don't know who got what. You know what I'm saying? He sent an email out. Look, I don't do reviews, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, I don't do that.
We done graduated.
I got an office, nigga. I don't do reviews.
We done graduated. So if you ever send an email in to Nappy Afro, it'll probably be easy responding.
Mm-hmm.
That's how this shit works.
Yeah. Every once in a while, if King John responds, you probably not gonna like my response. Because a lot of y'all niggas, man, I'm gonna tell you, man, y'all take advantage of B Easy niceness. Like the nigga that did that review for, Wale or some shit that wasn't even readable. That B Easy had, hey, you lucky I ain't see that shit, nigga, because you would not have gotten no money for that. And nigga, we don't, nah, man. If you don't take your time to do reviews, man, don't do the review, nigga. Like, for real. So, straight up, that's the one and only time I'm going to say this shit. And this is, you know, I don't usually speak on shit like that, but I'm doing it now.
Like, if you want us to get a message to B-Eazy because that nigga's busy because he's running the fucking site, fine. But let us know that you're trying to get in touch with B-Eazy.
Yeah. But, you know, but the nigga that sent in that fucked up ass review for that bullshit, man, come on, man. Nah, we don't do shit like that.
Is he staff?
Hey, oh, man.
Is he staff?
I don't know. You know, I don't even know these staff niggas no more. B-Eazy got a whole team of like GQ Blue said, a sweatshop of fucking.
Yo, man, for real, we talk a lot of shit about B-Eazy, but it's all
yeah. B-Eazy not a tyrant. He's a cool guy, man. You can see he's approachable, man. So don't you know? So Blasky out. Hey, shout out to my nigga Blasky out. My early winner of the week. The nigga made the Black Twitter list. Top 200, Blasky out, nigga. We got a superstar.
Shit, we hot right now. We got Strike One Iron hot. We need to get him on the show or something.
Yes,
we got Strike One Iron hot.
Yes,
man. I appreciate
that. Blasky out made that shit, nigga.
God damn. What number was Nappy Afro?
No, I wasn't on that. I don't tweet enough, man. You know them niggas on that list, man. You got to tweet like 300,000-400,000 tweets, man. We got 40 some. We might have 30,000 tweets, nigga.
Twitter's too fast for me, man.
Yes, man. If you know, like, I don't sound like an old nigga or nothing like that, but you know, I tweet rarely, man. I be doing my little life, man. I'm sorry I don't be on my phone and shit. I'm not gonna be the nigga that you're hitting the face with the ball while I'm at the game because I was tweeting about being at the game, nigga. I'm gonna catch that fucking ball, nigga. Oh, nigga, yeah. Throw that shit back, bitch. Be like,
damn, I'm surprised you went in on a Wale review. That's pretty interesting.
Yes, man. I mean, because I listened to that Wale album too. It's like I was on the road, man. When I was on the road, I listened to a lot of albums, man. You know,
I wouldn't have told you to listen to Wale. Like, you should have known better.
That shit was just like, I was like, man, I see why niggas hate Wale, bro.
It was, and I rock for Wale. You know what I'm saying? I think that the previous two albums were pretty cool. This last one, though, I'm not a fan. And what do you think about the, did you listen to the Action Bronson?
Yes.
What do you think of that?
I like that shit.
What is
it? It's different. It's out of my comfort zone, but I liked it because he a rapper. He just spitting it. You know what I'm saying? The shit he be saying. Like, I really like the first song, Brand New Car. I got a brand new car. Yeah. I like the song Blue, Baby Blue with a Chance the Rapper. You know, Acting Crazy, that's my shit. That's my shit. The last song, the last song on the album, that's pretty dope. I like a lot of shit, so I like it. It's different, but I like it.
I think I like
that one too on the trip.
Between the two, if it, you know, the comparison is him and Ghostface. I like Ghost better because I think
he just sound like Ghostface.
But he does. But their style is
The same. Like he'll say something like, "I'm speaking six languages and three voices," and he'll say some "Oh, I smoke." He'll say it's like eating ZD, and you know, just like yeah, I can understand, but the nigga just sound the same, man.
They look different.
Have they ever did a song together?
Nah, not that I'm aware of.
I'm gonna do Ghostface like this nigga.
He got to know about him.
Oh, he knows about him. I want to do be like him. I want to be like, yo, son, you know this nigga still in my old style beat. You know, niggas be like, yo, son, nigga just sound like the God. You know what I mean? And it's just like, yo, is this the Action Bronson fault? The nigga born with a voice like Ghostface, and he decided to rap like he just sound like
that. Yeah, he cool people. I done seen a couple interviews with him.
Yes, he seemed cool. He like wrestling, shit. Man. I know that's yeah. Probably why.
Yeah, wrestling. Him and Wale both up there. You know what I'm saying? They both like wrestling, so I'm with that shit. We're going to get away from music for a little bit because I think we gave y'all enough music to last for at least 4 Frocasts.
Yes.
Like, don't ask to say shit else about music. Nice.
This on the music website.
Yeah, on the music website. We're not doing any more music. there is a topic that has to do with what we talked about earlier, these new niggas.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, this is according to Vice. I'm putting them out there because I don't want it to say that Nappy Afro did
it. If Vice did it, I can accept it as facts.
But we don't want to be the one that go down as the ones who reported it. We
ain't reporting it. Vice said it, nigga.
Vice said that you new niggas is sitting down to pee.
Man.
Vice said
it. Dog, it's a new wave of niggas that's squatting to pee, bro.
But like, guess the percentage.
Niggas be like, yo, I actually find it more comfortable to sit down to pee. I be like, niggas, you serious?
49%, like, bruh.
Nigga, like, bruh, like, only time you squat to pee is when you taking a shit. Like, when you like, yo, I got a shit.
Exactly.
You know, you never squat to pee. Like, I don't. Niggas like, well, in the middle of the night, sometimes I do. Nigga, what? Like, man, what the?
Now, I will say that when you move out of a place that you live for a while, and depending on the construction of that bathroom, you might have a lot of piss to clean up. That splash is something serious. The apartment where I'm at right now, the sink is almost on top of the toilet, nigga. And I went to clean the other day, and I was like, you know what? This is disgusting.
I'm not sitting down to pee for the sake of having to. I clean my bathroom up every week anyways. So
that,
what?
And that gets to my next point, that if you're not one of them niggas that clean a lot, and you still standing to pee, don't sit down to clean the bath so the bathroom's clean. You hire somebody to clean that shit. But these niggas are sitting down to pee. Like you
sitting
said,
down to pee, nigga.
I can't understand that shit. You sit down when you pee. Wasn't that one of the Chappelle skit?
Damn.
From now on, you don't stand up.
I just don't get it. Like, it's nothing like, nigga, when I used to live in an apartment and I lived like on the, man, I used to live in the back. Every morning I used to go outside and just pee out the fucking balcony, nigga. Like, that's, there's nothing like it. When I growing up, the first pee every morning, I used to run out my back door and pee out the back door, nigga. Like, I don't know something about, there's something liberating about standing up.
You're a fucking savage. You pissed off the balcony?
Yes, every day.
And you were on what floor?
The second.
So there was somebody below you.
Yes, I'm pretty sure his windows was yellow as fuck from pee from every day me. Because I lived in the back of the apartment complex, so there was nobody around. You couldn't see me. So it was beautiful, like every morning.
You're fucking savage.
Yes, and that shit was
fucking savage.
Nothing like it.
This came from Europe, though. This is a European thing, right?
But like, it's niggas in America on that site, nigga. You know, because that's where you know. Niggas in Nepal, like this has been like, and there's some niggas I respected over there, and I seen that they sit down to pee, nigga. I lost respect for these niggas, man.
Wait, so it's niggas on that site admitting as grown ass men that they sit down on a regular basis and pee?
All right, yes, nigga. And some of the like, it's if you look in the older posts, like it'll be some niggas I respected, and I was just like, I cannot believe this shit. And like, niggas was like, yo, I mean, what's wrong with that? And I'm just like, yo, what you mean? You a fucking man. That's what's wrong with it. That's one thing that separates you from being a fucking man and a woman. Standing up. You ain't no better than a stud, my nigga. Like,
oh, my God. You ain't no better than a stud. Holy shit.
I mean, what?
Holy shit. So if... Yeah, that's just... this topic is all bad. It's just all bad, man.
These new niggas all right. These old bottle soap, not the, you know what I'm saying, old body wash ass niggas with the little loofah sponge and shit, man. Goddamn, these goddamn pedicure manicure niggas, man. Eyebrow arching and waxing and getting the hair.
Whoa, come on, eyebrow man. Arching.
Yes, niggas getting their eyebrows motherfucking arches and shit, man.
Wow. So is it just niggas caring more about they hygiene?
Hey, niggas too pretty. I told you, niggas spend more time in the mirror than the girls. These new cats, man.
So, you know what? I think we talked about this on, like, episode 20 or somewhere in the forecast. At some point, niggas started matching way too much.
I told you, niggas started matching real pretty. Look, when the Dipset era went out, about 2005, well, no, it had been later, like, about, you know, in the last 4 or 5 years, niggas have got pretty. But look how Cam Newton dressed, bro. Look at Cam Newton, man. Did you see his shoe? When he showed his shoe collection or whatever, he was like, you can keep them Jordans. His shoe collection is like a girl's. Like,
so I was like, yo, wait, so it's a lot of sneakers with colors or it's a lot of dress shoes?
A lot of sneakers with, like, them old Fuddy Duddies look, you know, them little weird looking shoes.
he got Bapes and shit?
Man, I don't know what kind. I said, all right. It looked like some Kim Kardashian collection, man. You should have seen this stuff, man. So, it was disgusting.
I think it was around when dudes started wearing button ups. You know, shit.
Yeah, they got really pretty, man. Like the little straight, the teeny jeans changed everything. Niggas started wearing European cut fashion, man.
It was when Jay-Z was rocking the button downs and bro started wearing all the button downs with the stripes in them. They started wearing the fitteds to match the button downs. Yeah. And then the colorway game came with sneakers, because niggas was still wearing like the Timbs with that shit. It was like button down.
Yeah. But then the jeans changed. Whenever the jeans changed to the raw denim and all that expensive denim shit.
Then you went away from the Timbs. You started rocking the colorful ass colorway shoes, and now niggas is matching hats to their shirts to their shoes. It's way too much. Yeah. It's way too, like. I got a pair of fucking throwback red Puma high tops. I wear them motherfuckers with anything. I give no fucks. I have on a green shirt and some goddamn gray pants and be like, fuck it. I'm wearing the red Pumas. But these niggas don't do that nowadays.
Yes.
They gotta have it. If they wearing a blue top with some gray pants, their shoes are blue and gray and their hat is blue and gray. Like these niggas look like
grandma. I don't understand how these kids afford the shit, man. I don't understand it, man. It's amazing.
Because it's a lot of the knockoffs.
Man. Oh, yeah.
Man. There's no way nigga that doesn't have a job has Gucci tennis shoes. Does Gucci even make tennis shoes?
Yeah, Gucci makes tennis shoes.
Actual tennis shoes with the print on them.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, well, niggas is wearing them. Gucci ain't never been in the hood and they never gave money to nothing you cared about. But
hey, Louis Vuitton, man, all them niggas got shoes, man.
That's why I don't understand, and I put this on Facebook and you want the people to laugh at me. I'm getting the FUBU tracksuit. I'm getting the velour FUBU tracksuit. It's black shit. I'm wearing it. I give a fuck.
Hey, look. Listen, man. You know what? I'll be with you, bro. Fuck that. I give me a little Sean John or Rockwell nigga or something like that, man.
I'm doing
it. I want a FUBU. I couldn't wear a FUBU. I had to have the old school Sean John or the
FUBU. I would Rockwell. Do a Sean John, but the FUBU was the only one I saw. So that's kind of why it's FUBU. I didn't look for the FUBU suit. Yeah. But I have no problem with the idea of wearing our black shit.
Oh.
Like I feel like I might go on the FUBU binge. I might hit up the thrift market around here.
At least get Carl Kanai, man. Don't get FUBU, man. It look FUBU would be a little too, you know. That ain't, you know. They sold out when they sold. FUBU ain't even black.
Good point,
man.
Good point. That is very true. That you know what? That kind of hurts.
Yeah.
FUBU was our shit.
Yes.
And that nigga.
It ain't even stay true to what I said. Carl Kanai. At least Carl Kanai was like, yo, I never stay. I stay.
Carl Kanai still makes clothes.
Exactly. He's probably still in East Bay.
Now, I will say this about Carl Kanai. That was some of the heaviest goddamn clothing. Jesus. Yes. If you didn't go to the gym, just put on a Carl Kanai outfit, nigga. It's about.
That nigga t-shirt. Why was his t-shirt $30? Because it was like three t-shirts, nigga. It was a fabric of three.
And you had a fucking metal plate. Like, that's nigga, good for your safety.
Nigga's shirt was stitched in. Like, that carcanite was stitched in the shirt. Nigga, it's not falling off, nigga.
Embroidery, son. It's a dude I watch on YouTube that thrift shops. He said that thread count is on a billion. It was. That shit was embroidered across your chest. You know how much work that is?
Yeah.
That's it, man. I'm looking for carcanite. I'm bringing carcanite back. Yes, at least, man. To me. You will see me. If you see Saul Wright running around Austin, one of these music shows or some shit, I'm going to have a carcanite.
All right, is a hippie. He's a hippie. I'm a hipster. Wearing carcanite, all right, a hipster.
Am I a hipster now?
You're a hipster, Saul Wright. You just admitted it right there. If you run around the carcanite, you are a hipster.
Wait, but we just built this movement. I thought you was with me on the movement.
I am, but I'm just saying, you know, you're a hipster.
You a hipster too?
Ain't that wrong with that? Ain't that wrong with being a hipster?
That works for me. I feel like hipsters have to drink.
It's not a bad word. Hipster's not a bad word.
Don't they have to drink Paps and Coors?
You have to drink PBR and shit.
Nah,
like that.
I'm not doing that, Dan. I gotta change the game up or something. I'm not doing that.
You gotta drink PBR to be hipster.
Fuck that shit.
If you ain't got the Paps Blue Ribbon, man.
I'm not drinking that shit, man. Nah. So
I just don't drink beer, but you know, it just only look appetizing.
I accidentally was served a Paps at a party one time, and my soul still has not recovered.
It should get a beer. It's got to be. I don't know. I tried that little. What's that Blue Moon shit? You know, it's. You know, man.
Did you try it with the orange in it?
Ain't that this was at the house, so nah.
You're supposed to put an orange in that shit. I saw a whole commercial. I said, "What the fuck happened to beer? What the fuck are these niggas just garnishing beer?" Apparently, the beer game is something else that I'm not hip to. Like, it's really big here. They got craft beers. So when they reopened this gas station I used to go to all the time. And they have a whole, you know, the freezer. It's like 8 freezers full of craft beer.
Damn.
Ain't no regular brand shit that you used to. Ain't no Bud Light or no Miller or none of that shit. It's all Ghosts of the Lily and Caterpillar Brew and Orange. I don't know what the fuck this shit is, man.
Yeah, we got places like that called BJ's down here do that shit.
I don't understand that shit. I remember there's a place in Atlanta, I think it was called 300 or 300 Brew or something like that. They used to have beers from across the world.
Damn.
That was like that. But this shit is at the gas station, nigga. I don't understand. It's new niggas, man. This whole theme of the show is new niggas.
I'm supposed to walk to a gas station, get drunk as fucking walk away or drive away. Like, what the fuck?
Right. I got to pick 35 beers. And the beers ain't cheap. Mm. It's craft beer and it's like $11 for a six pack.
God damn.
I don't know, man. Anyway.
That's the loud of the beer.
It's that beer.
Pay $11 for a six pack, nigga. Shit.
Damn, it's that beer.
You gotta go five. You got five on it, my nigga. Oh, okay, shit. Bet.
You drop some beer in, somebody getting their ass up. Fuck alcohol abuse. It's gonna be personal abuse around this bitch. I guess we need to talk about TV talk. This is getting depressing. Yeah. We used to have 4 shows on this bitch.
Yeah,
we're down to 2.
Well, I mean, you know, because that's just what's going on right now. There's nothing, TV shows going down. We got to find some more shows, so,
right? I guess we got to, Suits is still on, right? It's the current season.
Suits is not, they breaking for the summer. They'll be back in the summer.
So we got to find, yep, I said I wasn't going to ask y'all to do this shit because y'all don't ever do it. But comment section, let us know what you want us to talk about. Give us a new show to talk about to replace Black Ink, because Black Ink is gone.
Black Ink is done. Look, the season finale came. They didn't tell us last week it was going to be the season finale.
No, I don't think it's coming back.
You don't think so? They got to come back. Season Dutch got to get married.
The way they did it, man, this is it. And you saw Ted's post. How y'all liking that season finale? I think it's over. I think you might get a Duchess and Caesar show.
Mm.
But I don't think you're going to get Black Ink in the way it is right now.
Damn.
So the season finale gets... I tweeted this shit out. Oh shit! Apparently lied about the paternity test that he took. That he allegedly knew that Achilles wasn't his. He lied because he never took the test. Kathy went ahead and got the actual test done. It comes out that Dick Duncan is 99.9% the father. You the dad. Richard Duncan is the father. I tweeted out, oh shit, lied. This nigga's a scumball. And Kathy favored in my tweet. So I didn't even know she had a Twitter. But she's on that. Yeah. So if you look at her timeline, she's favoriting all those tweets that called him an asshole. What did you think about that whole situation? Like, was he wrong for getting the test done?
Yes, he was a dickhead. I mean, well, he should have got a test on him. He was stupid as fuck for lying. Once again, old shit done some dumb shit. Hopefully he blames it on the drugs at the time and the shit he was going on.
Nah, he already explained it. He said that he just wanted to make her mad. He went out like that's some woman shit.
O'Shea is the dumbest motherfucker alive. I was going to go ahead and say that right now. He's the dumbest motherfucker alive.
He lost his fiance.
So Anya left him?
Anya left him. Should I fuck him? You know, a boss ain't going to be fucking. Anya's a boss.
Yeah, Anya got too many. She just got too much going on. Some other nigga like, yo, man. The nigga who supplying her all her hats and shit was like, yo, mom, what's going on?
Like, I like the way you handled yourself with that grill in. I think we can make something beautiful. There's no way she's fucking with his ass.
But look now. So what about old girl? She gonna fuck with old shit?
Donna?
Yeah.
No. Oh shit, played her. Like, she be down for it, but he evicted her. You can't fuck the nigga that evicted you. Like, there's got to be some code here. You can't.
I'm pretty sure in New York law, with her subleasing apartment, there's no way he probably could have put her out, man. Because they ain't never go back to. You know, New York got some funny housing laws.
Yeah, but like, you think she knows the housing laws?
Somebody probably told her that shit.
Nah, that nigga said get out, and she packed.
She never said where she was staying at. You know what I'm saying? I'm pretty sure he ain't put her out.
Because they wrote her off the main topics. Like, Donna was a main topic for like 4 episodes. Or not a main topic, but she was a main character. Yeah. And then after that nigga put her out. We see Donna on 2 episodes.
Yeah, she was just in that motherfucker. Like, she don't ain't give her no lines. She's still there, but she just not, you know.
They treat her like the youngest daughter on Family Matters. Yeah. Like, she there, but nobody really pays attention to that.
You like all the rest of the secretaries.
Right. You about to get fired anyway. So, the only reason you still here is because Sky wasn't here. Now, Sky's back, you about to get fired.
Yeah, Sky with all that tough talking, she back home. And I was like, Sky, stop it.
So, bootleg Ted robbed her.
Yes.
What the fuck?
That's awesome.
I think you called it when you saw that nigga. You said you ain't trust him.
Yes.
And apparently that's true. Like,
she was living up in her house, treating it like the bando, had another bitch up in there.
Left the goddamn hairs and the vibrator on the tub.
Yes.
God damn.
Yes.
That's definition of grimy, yo.
Nigga was living in your house the bed. She was fucking another nigga. She was just like, yo.
Who was she fucking?
He was messing with Ted. He know he kissed she, and he was like, "You kissed Ted, and then came out here and kissed me," or whatever she did.
Yeah, but he had to take her money. He had to rob her, and then had the bitch. He moved another bitch into her crib. She was only gone. She only did 60 days, bruh.
Allegedly,
she allegedly did 60 days, but he was up in the crib like she was gone for 6 years. Mm-hmm. God damn, Ted. So now Ted, he went ahead and wiped her up. What do you think about that? Can you turn the hoe into a housewife, so to speak?
Obviously. I mean, but hey, like I said, Ted gonna end up marrying a man. Ted gonna get a pregnant man. Ted and Dad, they gonna have like a double wedding, man. So it's gonna be another season of Black Ink, man.
I don't see it. I feel like let's say they do another season, because they've already outlived the Sawright curse. Yeah, you know, I've watched every season so far, and they're about to be into their 4th season, right?
I guess. I don't know.
Somewhere in there. A lot of these characters are going to be gone. Puma's going to be gone, or at least Kwani's going to be gone.
They don't need Puma and Kwani.
They don't, but that's changing the cast. Because they were talking about the way they ended that episode, Kwani wants to move to Atlanta. Mm-hmm. Puma said he ain't going nowhere.
He ain't going nowhere.
But Puma, he'd leave. Sky and Ted, Duchess and Caesar, because apparently they got the tattoos on their knuckles.
Oh, shit.
Walt, I feel like Walt's been kind of written off a little bit too. Like, he got his family shit going on.
But Walt still, they need Walt there, cause Walt the funny dude. He the comedian.
So you got Walt there, and also Sky confirmed your suspicions about Ted. Ted don't do shit at the shop. He don't get paid.
Don't you?
She said that shit. She was like, I don't even know that nigga had the money. She said, I didn't know that nigga had the money, because he don't do shit at the shop. He don't get paid. I said, God damn. So then who else is left? Donna, she'll be fired, of course. Yeah,
she's an intern. She just, they can always get a new intern.
What about Sassy? She moved in with her girlfriend.
Sassy, she has no reason. If Puma's not there, there's no need to have Sassy. Like, Puma and Sassy's a, if you don't have Puma, you don't have Sassy. Like, Sassy, what is she? She don't even do tattoos at all. Like, what is she? No, I never understood Sassy's whole reasoning for being on the show. Well, she used to be, she used to work at Black Ink.
Yeah.
But once she stopped working at Black Ink, I was like, yo, she ain't got no reason to be on the show.
Yeah, I thought she was, at first I thought she was like an apprentice for somebody or something. Mm-hmm. And then when she left, she went over with Puma to Ink 128. But I don't know what she does in 128 either.
Or
124. Yeah, you can see how important that shit is. I don't know what she does there either. Like, she's a
she didn't work over there.
But she was supposedly a partner or something, right? Like, he had her come over.
I don't know what.
I don't know what the fuck that is. I just don't feel like it's coming back. The way it abruptly ended, I don't feel like that show's coming back.
They had 10 shows or something in it.
Yeah, but the season finale came out of nowhere. Like, I didn't even know it was a season finale till like the last 10 minutes. And then they started talking about, we got these tattoos on our knuckles and all that shit. It's me against us against the world and all this shit. I was like, what the fuck just happened? And they were like, that's it. So we'll see if that shit comes back. Game of Thrones. I have caught up, sir.
No.
Matter of fact, I have caught up and surpassed.
What?
I am on episode, I just watched episode 4 of season 5.
What?
I caught up and surpassed, sir. You know, you have to drive the discussion on this because I've seen more stuff. I don't know where we're at.
All right, stop it. You know, I watched episode 4 like Sunday. Sunday, I was already.
But we can't spoil it for the people. So we have to think back to episode 1.
Fuck that. Spoiler alert. Just
no,
cut the show off.
No.
Cut the show off.
We can't. This cut is my last TV talk. Off. We can't talk about episode 4 of season 5 yet. We need Why to drag that? This out. We got to drag it out. What are we going to do next week if we talk about it now? We'll have no TV talk.
We'll talk about episode 1.
That's what I said. That's why you have to drive it, because you have to remind the people what happened on episode 1
of season 5. I don't remember.
I don't either, because I saw episode 4.
Exactly. So we're not going to talk about Game of Thrones. But just so you know, people, 4 episodes is out.
Four episodes is out, man. God damn.
And it's like, I've seen so much that I can't even remember episode 1. I didn't remember episode 1. They did have a throwback scene when Cersei was a little girl and she had a meeting with a witch. And the witch told her that she was going to have 3 kids, all of them with golden hair, but none by her, by the king. The king had 20 kids, you know, and all that. You know what I'm saying? But other than that, Tyrion's still alive. You know what I'm saying?
Tyrion's a goat, man.
So, Daenerys, she's still alive. You notice she got a little chubbier? She got a little chubbier. You notice her face? A little rounder?
Yeah. But who do you pick? Who do you like better, Tyrion or Snow?
Jon Snow's the man. I'm going to tell you why Jon Snow's the man. Grit. Because, hey, I'm going to tell you some shit, man. I think, who you think? I don't think Ned Stark is Jon Snow's daddy.
I don't think so either, nigga. It doesn't seem right. It's some shit. They're going to tell us like episode 8 that's not
the fuck. No, I already know. I figured it out.
Oh, shit. Don't tell them.
I think that John, okay, you remember, okay, in one episode, I ain't going to say nothing, but in one episode, Littlefinger was talking to Sansa Stark in a little temple, right?
Right.
And that statue that she was lighting up, you know what I'm saying? That one, that lady, Lyanna Stark.
Yeah.
Okay. I think Jon Snow a Targaryen, man.
Oh, shit.
Because they said that Rhaegar Targaryen kidnapped some woman and before he married her, and he had her in a little tower or something, and she had a baby. Remember, Ned Stark went off the war with Robert Baratheon, and he came back with a baby and told his wife that it was his kid.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And so I think Jon Snow was the result of that baby.
And that shit would make a lot of sense.
Because remember, old girl, like, she said it's something in the king's blood. She only fuck with you if you got king's blood. She always fucking with Jon Snow. So he got to have some king's blood. And Rhaegar was a king. You know what I'm saying?
Shit.
So, and he wasn't a virgin because she, oh, man. So it's like, even she was just like, oh, you're not a virgin either. You know what I'm saying?
And it would explain, that would explain a lot about his fucking character.
Yes.
That would explain a lot of shit. Because that nigga came up, I mean, started from the bottom. Oh, yes. That nigga got these stories for
you. I'm a bastard. You know what I'm saying? I don't think he's a, you know, So they're just you know.
How many seasons of this do they have?
I think they got like two more, and then they're gonna have a three-part movie.
Okay.
So they still got a long way to go to get to where Daenerys get old enough to, you know, train her dragons and shit. So that's why I say we got a long way to go.
Yeah, this shit. Hey man, I'm with it. You know, I'm fully on board with Game of Thrones. Khaleesi's still my bitch, even though it's starting to turn on her. It's starting to go bad.
Well, she need to get her friends on man back because she need him. Cause she need him by her side. Cause she don't have nobody like, oh boy, just piping you down. He ain't giving you no, you know what I'm saying? You know, like,
yeah, but that's all she got left. Huh? Oh my God. See, we started to give spoilers. Fuck it. If you still listen to this show, you must want it to be spoiled. Yes. So everybody's gone though. She lost Grey Worm.
No! I don't think Grey Worm died, man.
I don't know, man. That looked pretty final to me.
Yeah, I mean, because him and then,
that looked pretty final. So she's left with old boy, and he's a snake nigga. First of all, I don't like how they changed the character on his ass. I don't like how they went from the blind haired dude to that dude. It's just weird. But that nigga's not right.
Who? What you talking about?
The king of the second sons. What's his fucking name?
I'm talking about the dude that's always in the temple with her talking?
Yeah, the dude that's fucking with her now.
Okay, yeah.
My sword is yours, my heart is yours, my army, that nigga.
Oh, him. Oh, yeah, that guy. Yeah. Okay, okay.
That nigga,
okay.
That's all she got left. Because she sent Friend Zone away. Yep. And then her two other advisors, Grey Worm. Well,
Friend Zone on his way back, though. He on his way back.
He, God damn, his simp has no limitations.
Hey, son said, fuck it. I'm taking you to the queen.
I'm getting back. I'm taking your ass. Tyrion's still my nigga.
Yes.
Tyrion's my nigga. I've never seen a nigga drink like that, though. Shit. Like, his drinking game is on point, bro. God damn. I mean, poor drink. Poor drink. Yep. Poor drink. Throw up. Poor drink. Tyrion is not playing.
Varys said, have you eaten anything solid?
and not only that, Tyrion's kind of a simp because he has no game.
Yeah.
His game is, I'm Tyrion, I got money.
But he don't have money no more.
He don't have money no more, but he's still alive. Now he
talks to him, I always pay my debts. Yeah. how you getting along? You know what I'm saying? Like,
this nigga has credit across the world, bro. Yes. He is the current version of Wimpy. I'll gladly pay you Tuesday for a hamburger today, nigga. Yeah, that's Tyrion's whole song. The whole get down for 5 seasons. I'm amped, man. Season 5 is dope already.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of mad that I watched up to episode 4. Because now I want
to. But I still watch it every week, though. Because.
Yeah, so I'll probably watch it again so we can be. We got to do it for the people anyway. I mean, we've already spoiled season 5 for them. I can't believe you told them Grey Worm was dead.
I didn't say that.
Oh, who said that?
Star White said that.
Oh, shit. That nigga always fucking up, man.
Star White said it, man.
God damn. We've been hollering at these people for hours of change, man. Let's get into our Keep It 100 for these fools, man.
Yes, man. Keep It 100, man. The black man, your life is only worth $1,000. And what I mean by that's all right is the 73-year-old man that ran over, that killed the cop. I mean, excuse me, the cop that killed the suspect last week in Tulsa. You know, he's facing 4 years, a maximum of 4 years in jail, and a fine no more than $1,000. So
wait, that's not ran over. That's the one that shot him.
No, that's the one that shot him. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah. Did I say ran over?
Yeah, because that happened too. But that was a Hispanic guy. That's not our fault.
Yeah, that was a Hispanic guy. That's so not our fault. We'll fight for y'all on another day. You know what I'm saying?
Go ahead, man. Today,
yeah, we're going to talk about the 73-year-old man. You know, I'm just keeping behind you. That just disturbed me, so all right, because, you know, we're not going to go into a whole another 30-minute rant on this, but, you know, it just lets you know, black man, your life is only worth $1,000, you know, so, yeah.
We got to give him at least the details of the situation, though, in case you haven't heard. Yeah. It was a brother that, the whole story is that he was selling guns to an undercover
cop. Drugs and guns.
Cop. The dude rolls up, just like in the movie. The guy sees him. He takes off running. Yeah. So they chase him down. They get him on the ground, and he gets shot when the guy is calling for a taser. The problem is that the person that shot him wasn't a fucking cop.
Nope.
He's a fucking volunteer policeman. So, like, you have the volunteer fire department that shows up and puts out little bullshit fires.
Yes.
They have volunteer cops that have weapons. And so this nigga was 73-year-old, tax accountant.
Now listen. Usually when you, if you're a 73-year-old nigga that work at a police station, you usually work in the basement, you work in the book room, maybe the evidence room. They got you somewhere off for a year. You're not even like, you clock in, they don't even see nobody. You know what I'm saying?
You're on the beat.
You definitely not on no beats. You're not riding around in no stings. And you come on, man. 73
on the beat. And the cop called for him to do the taser. So this is kind of like when you have, when you have a kid or a younger brother or something like that, and you like, shoot the ball. That's what this nigga did. He's like, yo, I'm going to give you the alley-oop, tase him. And he shot him and then said, I'm sorry. So now the dude gets shot, and the guy's on the ground. He's like, oh, my God. I think his name is Walter. Is it Walter Scott?
No, Walter Scott's the one in South Carolina.
There's too many black people to keep up with. Yeah, sorry.
You can't keep up the names now. So, it used to be ones we could just pinpoint. Now it's good guys.
It's too many. Like, I had a design I was working on for a shirt, and I'd be like 30 names behind because it should happen so much. So the dude's on the ground.
You can never get that motherfucker to the print because there'd be another nigga added on that motherfucker every goddamn day.
Right. I can never.
Every day you'd be like, damn, it's all right. You missed one.
Shit's out of date. So he's on the ground with his. He got shot. He got two cops on him. He got a bullet in his fucking back. And he says, yo, I can't breathe. The cop that's arresting him says, fuck your breath. With his knee on his head.
But then they say, y'all, we're honing in on that. Never mind that the guy was selling drugs and guns, and it was in the heat of the moment. So and they was under duress. So you can say stuff like that. We under duress after a foot chase because your adrenaline be pumping. And you know what I'm saying. So you know, but
you're
supposed to be a professional. So my keep one is keep it professional, cops. You know what I'm saying, and stop over policing these black communities. And you know what I'm saying. So yeah, but this anyway.
So what you're referring to is that he faces a max, you said, of four months?
Maximum of 4 years.
4 years.
And a fine of no more than $1,000.
What's the actual charge?
Manslaughter.
That's all manslaughter carries?
His case in manslaughter, yes.
That's some bullshit. Yeah. We just sit some teachers away in Atlanta for 7 years for cheating on tests. Yeah. This nigga has to pay $1,000, and they got to pay like $250,000 or $25,000 or whatever it is. It's something thousand. There's like two or three numbers before the comma, nigga.
Mm-hmm.
This dude shot and killed a dude on tape and faces a max of 4 years and $1,000 fine.
So he can get off with like a year. He can get off with 6 months.
If he gets sentenced, we got to remember this nigga has money.
Exactly.
He's got money. So he's not going to see the inside of a cell.
Yes, he might get a 6 months of probation, at-home probation or something like this. So, you know.
He's going to get probation. We got teachers out here fucking kids, and they getting probation. But don't cheat on the test, motherfucker. Don't cheat on the test. We will lock you away. You going in the bing, bruh. 7 years for all the teachers. Ah, shit. Man, give a winners or losers. Get the fuck out of here.
My winner this week is Mr. Jordan Spieth, man. You did good at the Masters, man. I was watching it. Pretty good shit, man. Enjoyed it. And like seeing old George on the motherfucking TV screen. Old Augusta National. My losers this week, man. I got two losers, man. First loser, man, Peter Rosenberg. Watching the Masters, he tweeted, talking about some, hey, CBS, we would like to see Tiger. Tiger wasn't in contention. Why you want to see a motherfucker that's in you don't want to see Minnesota Timberwolves versus the Raptors on Sunday primetime NBA basketball, bitch. Them the ones that don't watch golf. You just tune in to watch
Tiger. Absolutely.
So fuck that shit. So he's not in contention. There's no need to show him. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, come on, man.
The reason to show him is because that's why golf is important now.
But look, he's garbage now. Tiger is, he's mediocre, man. He's mediocre at best.
Gotta give him his bitches back. Gotta get Tiger.
No, he gotta get, that's what fucked him up, man.
No, he was on top of the game when he was fucking them bitches. When
he wasn't.
Bitches, that's when
she
he
brought
lost.
Him down. She brought him down. Look.
I'm saying the extra bitches. When he was fucking the 21 bitches.
Oh, okay.
He needs his bitches back.
When he got wiped up, that's what fucked him up.
Yeah, that fucked him up, man.
Yeah, and then my other loser, man, is Obama, man.
Wait, why Obama?
Because he was balling with his shirt tucked in, man. That shit is not acceptable, Obama. And then this nigga was balling in some motherfucking $39.99 Nike low-top goddamn initiators or some shit like that, man.
Yo, that was one of
the nigga had some wet pants with his shirt balling. I was just like, yo, look at this nigga, bro.
That was literally Obama, one of the
man,
saddest.
You gotta step your game up, man. Oh. I mean, matter of fact, Obama, man, you like, then the shots he was, man, they showed like him missing a lot of shots. Like, how you president with a record? How you can't be a black man with a goal outside your house and not be wet on your goal, man?
Let's be completely honest. If Obama was balling legit, the country would be mad. Like, you
this
don't
is
have
outside your
do.
House, though. If this is outside your house.
Yeah, but
I could just be coming out here to get my mind clear. This is what I do. I'm the president, man. Nah. I just come out here to clear my mind.
There's
while I was
no
trying
clear
to stop smoking
mind.
Cigarettes. You know, Obama, he probably still be smoking cigarettes, man.
He smokes some cools.
He probably, no, he smoked Benson and Hedges.
Ooh, that's the real old man menthols.
Yeah.
Shit. My father used to have them motherfuckers around the house. I was like, why you the only nigga I see smoking these?
Yes.
I've never seen nobody with no Benson and Hedges.
Yes, man. He smelled the Benson and Hedges, man.
God damn. You think Obama probably got some karate shoes at the house, too?
Of course. He probably wore around them little Debo slides, the old dogs. He probably wore with
back all fucked up. Because he ain't put Obama probably is regular as fuck, nigga.
Yeah, he probably country as hell. He probably walk around that bitch barefoot, nigga. He probably have a suit on, no damn shoes. He probably be like...
The idea of Obama walking around in a white beater barefoot is fucking hilarious, nigga.
You know, the first day after his haircut, he probably got a do-rag on. And so he probably like, Michelle be like, I can't take you seriously like that. He be like, man, chill.
Oh, shit. Mm. That's fucking hilarious, man. I think you killed that whole section. I ain't got no winners and losers. You got any shout-outs this week? So we
man, shout-out to my dog, Chris, man. He sat here, man, while I recorded the whole show, man. You know, he said he said where, I don't know why. You know how a nigga, I guess he was being respectful, but, you know. Shout-out to my dog, Chris, first time listening to the Frocast, so, you know, he got to see one live. You know, shout-out to the nation, man. Tracy May, I'm mad at her because she said I don't never Snapchat about music since this is Nappy Afro Snapchat. Wow. So it's every time I make a Snapchat about music, it's aimed at her, and just so she know that.
Just, you know, storybook.
Just always be doing food. I'm like, what? I mean, what?
You know what? I don't think I even follow you on Snapchat.
That's fucked up, sorry.
You
right?
need to fix that. I don't be Snapchatting about shit, but, you know, I'm the old man.
Hey, Dr. Brazen, man, he's a funny ass dude, man.
He on that too?
Yes, man.
Yeah, man, I need to step my Snapchat game up. I'm an old man in the club. I feel really creepy on social media.
No, man, it's nothing wrong with being, no. Look,
I just
man,
feel
sorry.
Odd. Like,
I'm on every social media now, you know.
But you're cool,
easy.
Germ. You're the cool nigga. I'm not a cool nigga by heart. So when I'm on social media, I'm even more awkward and weird. I just don't feel right. The people love Germ, you know what I'm saying? So of course.
Nah, but see, y'all awkward and weird niggas be winning online, man. Them the ones that run shit, man.
I don't know, man. I just
y'all can just be yourselves, man. I have to play up to this facade, man. Sometimes I just want to be myself, man. But no, man. Y'all, this character I created, man. I got to live up to him every day, man.
Germ is a nigga, man. Hey, Chris, what you think about the show, man?
Oh, it's a good show. I like it, man. I got to tune in more
often. Give your shout outs, man. You on the show, you might as well give some shout outs to the people. Let them know where they can follow you and shit.
Oh, he one of them little ghosts on social media. He'd be easy. No Facebook, nah. You gotta catch him in. You know, he old school. You gotta catch him in 3D, man, in HD.
Damn, man. I ain't gonna put you on the spot like that, man. Appreciate you rocking with us. That's it for the you motherfuckers that rock with us, man. We're not asking y'all to do shit else because y'all don't do nothing. Props to the Nappy Afro store. Buy a shirt, but you won't.
The shirts we about to have now, man. Niggas gonna be buying them motherfuckers.
They ain't
fuck
buying
that
shit, man. These people ain't buying shit.
It's all right. They gonna buy these new shirts, man. And we gonna speak into existence like the Christians say. Well, I'm gonna speak into existence in the Lord's name. Hallelujah. Lord's name. I'm speaking into existence. Won't he do it? That's what I'm saying.
We start speaking in tongues. Hashemanamala. We going to hell, man. This is Nappy Afro, the Frocast. Holler at us on all social media. You just heard Snapchat. We got Twitter, Facebook.
Snapchat, Natfro Game.
Nappy Afro on everything
somebody
else.
Somebody got Nappy Afro, nigga. I don't know who got it, but somebody stole it from us.
Some motherfucker that's some proud chick that's got
checked. And then be using the email because it comes to the email.
Come to our email?
Yes.
With a different Snapchat?
Yes, man. Because remember, we was wondering who had
the
Snapchat.
Oh, yeah, who had it?
Somebody got it, so.
If you send a nude, you probably send it to a chick that's got chest hair and armpit hair.
I'm going to add Nappy Afro just to see who they is.
You should. Do that shit, man. And start a Snapchat conversation with they ass and then share it.
Who they is, boy.
But we out here, man. Holler at us on all social media, man. Nappy Afro, Saul Wright, King Germ. We signing out, man. We holler at y'all next time on another episode of the Frocast. We out. Peace.
Peace.
Yeah, what's up? This is PTZ, aka The Thriller Man, tuning in to Nappy Afro to get the hottest and honest reviews. So if you're at work or at home, you can't go wrong. Hit up Nappy Afro. Deuces.
NappyAfro.com.